Good morning, this is Bianca and Caitlin with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a new DIY festival in Ashgrove took place on Saturday, combating the recent trend of local music venues closing around Brisbane City. Overgrown Festival, founded by Joel Mariner and Michaela Fuster, was conceptualised as a budding backyard festival soon to bloom and sold almost 100 tickets with its showcase of five local bands along with many local artists. Venue manager Gemma was amazed by the turnout of the event, stating, "It was nice to see the community come together to support local music and local people doing something for a dying industry." The lineup featured local acts Shade Haiti, Soma's Secret, Joe's Band, Houseplants, and Mr. Finn, as well as artists like Ash Rash, Butterbum, and Hen Rose Brown. Artists on the night showed their love for the new event, with one member of Mr. Finn expressing how nice it was to have a new venue among all the recent closures following the news of the Bearded Lady shutdown in May. The event is anticipated to return next year following the outpour of love from the attendees.
The Sunshine Coast is set for a major tourism boom under Queensland's Destination 2045 roadmap, which aims to transform the state into a global ecotourism leader and events destination. Some projects proposed are the new jetty upgrades on the Noosa River, dark sky tourism, public moorings at Majimba Island, and improved air and road connections. The goal of the development is to double visitor spending to $84 billion, with promises to grow jobs by 25%, along with supporting small businesses that make up 90% of Queensland's tourism sector. The government says Destination 2045 will be a fresh start for the state after years of underinvestment and funding cuts for the tourism industry. New Zealand Minister of Customs and Associate Health Minister Casey Costello has criticised Australia's war on tobacco as an appalling failure. She cites how New Zealand's smoking rate has declined from 14% in 2019 to 6.9% in 2023, with Australia in the same period falling from 11% to only 8.3%. In response, Federal Health Minister Mark Butler said that Australia's approach was working, saying it was primarily targeting vaping. This is after New Zealand's controversial legislation to ban the sale of cigarettes to anyone born after 2009 was repealed in 2023 amid concerns of a black market.
In more national news, torrential rain in New South Wales has caused a spike in blueberry prices. The berry has been priced as high as $9.80 per 125-gram punnet in supermarkets in the past week, equating to $78.40 per kilo. The torrential rain in northern New South Wales last month could have longer-term impacts, as most of Australia's blueberries are grown in the Coffs Harbour region. Berries Australia Executive Director Rachel McKenzie said consumers could expect prices to ease as winter production increased in the next couple of weeks.
In international news, authorities have imposed a curfew and internet shutdown on many people of Mananpur, India, after arrests of five leaders of the radical Métis group are run by Tengol. Mananpur has been rocked by periodic clashes between two ethnic groups, the Kuki and the Métis. The clashes are centered around land and influence as a result have displaced tens of thousands of people. The most recent protests were focused on the release of the arrested members of a run by Tengol, with protesters storming police posts and blocking streets. Attempting to curb the violence, the state government suspended the internet and mobile data in five districts and imposed a restriction on gatherings that exceeded four individuals. The arrested leaders have now been released after being questioned by police. However, the curfew remains in place for much of the state.
For your weather today, Brisbane is as cool as your typical 4ZZZ subscriber. It's currently 17 degrees, with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 11. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
That is very cool, isn't it? Now look, stop the presses. Hold everything, you know, like, you know, workers are very, very concerned that they might not get blueberry muffins. Is there going to be a blueberry and muffin shortage, is there?
Well, it depends on where you are getting your blueberry muffins from.
Okay.
Because a lot of them are made, like, not...
Oh, they'll be frozen blueberries
frozen ones
from...
Are ready to go.
Oh, but my fresh blueberry muffin is in trouble.
Yeah, maybe a couple weeks until the Queensland supply starts picking up.
All right. I like cherries because they're quite they've got what's that, antioxidant? They've got anti-inflammatory properties to them. Cherries, yeah, very much so. But at the moment, all you can get is the $60 a kilo US one. So, yeah, the price of living is just going through. The blueberries, $80 a kilo. Cherries. You just can't be healthy in a modern world.
Strawberries as well. Apparently they're moving to get Chinese exports because it's cheaper than growing them here now.
Wow. Well, I the thing is with strawberries, I grow them. But the thing with strawberries is they are on the bottom of every food chain. Everything eats them.
Yeah.
You know, so you're in a battle for when they turn red, you're in a battle to get them before everyone else does in your backyard. So, but look, thank you for bringing us all up to date with the news on this chilly Tuesday. Hopefully it'll be a bit warmer next week and we'll see you then.
Hopefully. Thank you.
No worries. Okay. And we've got a request here for Andrea here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.
Hey, just a warning that this next song has some coarse language in it. Tune out now if you don't want to hear it.